From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Sunday the country's resolve and commitment to its alliance with South Korea has never been stronger. He made the remarks at an Easter service with American troops based in South Korea after North Korea launched a missile off its east coast. Meanwhile, Press Secretary to the Vice President Mark Lauder tells VOA that as Mr. Pence travels the Asia-Pacific region, he will, of course, be talking to leaders about North Korea and strengthening the region's relationship with the U.S.
The President's meeting last week with the President of China was a productive one, and we're seeing progress in China joining the world community in standing against the provocative actions of the North Koreans. That's obviously something that the Vice President will bring up with our South Korean allies. But it's also part of a more global posture that we need from all of the global community standing up together. This is something that we need to work on together to confront the threat that is posed by North Korea.
The North Korean missile failure became known an hour after the Pence party left Anchorage, Alaska, following a refueling stop on the long flight from Washington to Northeast Asia. Chinese residents in Dandong, a town bordering North Korea, say they'll find North Korea's actions disturbing. This man said, as a member of the common folk, I really don't want North Korea to keep up with this provocative behavior. For North Korea, for the situation on the Korean Peninsula, for China, the U.S., Russia, and South Korea, that isn't a good thing at all. The launch came less than a day after a massive military parade in the North Korean capital that was widely viewed in world capitals as a show of force by the government of Kim Jong-un. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.